Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another new edition of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is a one-hour internet radio program designed specifically for the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that it all began in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of music and religion. When our first ancestors landed upon these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm. It was through work songs, field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came gospel music. And from gospel music came blues, jazz, rock and roll, and even the music that we have today. It all tells a story of a people who have been resilient, overcoming adversity after adversity, striving to be the people that God would have them to be. Gospel music is a shining beacon of hope, a fantastic journey of joy divine. It comes deep down in the heart of God's chosen people. We know we cannot tell the complete story of gospel music in a one-hour program or even in a melody of songs. But each week we come Monday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. to bring you the very best in the achievements our people have made in the gospel recording industry. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and share so others will know that we're on Facebook. On the Facebook page, you'll find some of the music that we play. You'll find articles about various gospel artists, and you'll also find the link for the Gospel Gold program each week. Each program has a separate link. All of our programs are archived. You can always go back to the Facebook page, find the program that you would like to hear, click on that link. It will take you directly to that program. So stay in touch with us through our Facebook page, or you can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. Stay in touch with us so we can stay in touch with you. It is our custom that each Monday before we start our program, we always start with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for another new edition of Gospel Gold. We thank you, God, for those who are listening tonight, those who will hear this program long after it has been recorded, that we continue to give your name the praise. This we ask in Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'm going to come back and introduce our program for the night, but first, let's listen to this.
Call
Gospel Gold Vault with our first feature for today, the Swanee Quintet. The Swanee Quintet are gospel music survivors, an old-style gospel group who over the last seven decades have traveled the gospel highway, playing everything from humble storefront churches to Carnegie Hall and Madison Square Garden. The origins of the group go back to 1939, when a trio consisting of Charlie Barnwell, Rufus Washington, William Pee Wee Crawford, toured Georgia and South Carolina. Based in Atlanta, Georgia, they added two other members, James Big Red Anderson, Reuben W. Willingham, and by 1945, the group was operating as the Swanee Quintet with Willingham singing lead vocals. Crawford dropped vocals and picked up guitar and harmonized with other members. For several years, the Swanee Quintet was featured on a daily radio program in Augusta, Georgia. Eventually, in 1951, the group came to the attention of Nashville entrepreneur Ernie Young, who had formed Nashboro Records, a label with close contact with Ernie Record Retail Mart. At the outset, Ernie Young had hit upon a reliable niche of market of gospel music. He was also influential with radio station WLAC in Nashville. The Swanee Quintet in 1953 put out a single called Sit Down Servant. They broke big in the gospel market. The song had all the ingredients that were later to be the style for over 30 years. It was Crawford's bluesy guitar riffs and the mighty background chords of Anderson, Barnwell, Washington. These three formed the background. And above all fierce preaching and singing, William Whittingham moved easy grace from speech to singing to something in between. Some of the other singles by the Swanee Quintet, Cry Sometime, 1954, It's Hard to Get Along and I'm All Right in 1955, Race to Run, Jesus Won't Fail in 1956. Chris Smith described Reverend William Bonhill or Reverend William Reuben Willingham as the testifier excellence. It was because of the stories that he told and James Big Red Anderson's falsetto that set the background in the group for 1956 as they recorded more hits like Come See About Me in 1957, Sleep On Mother and Over in Zion in 1958. The Swanee Quintet in the 60s saw the sales begin to drop. And Nashboro released several albums during the 60s. What About Me in 1962, the Anniversary Album in 1963, Meeting Tonight in 1964, and Soul-Stirring Gospel in 1965. By this time, Soul Brother Number One, Mr. Dynamite James Brown, took an interest in the Swanee Quintet. He had been a shoeshine boy outside a radio station, WGAC, in Augusta, Georgia, where the Swanee Quintet had an afternoon radio program. The shoeshine boy grew up listening to the Swanee Quintet. Later, he began to mimic some of their sounds. So James Brown, the R&B star, took Swanee Quintet under his wing and gave them a spot in a touring review and even produced a single called Try Me Father with them. This single was produced on Crescent Records. There's a lot of information about the Swanee Quintets. They have been singing for over 70 years. James Big Red Anderson was inducted into the Gospel Hall of Fame in 2000, and several other members were also. But now it's a completely different group. We're going to listen to some of the songs from the Swanee Quintet. We're going to start with 1966. Sit Down Servant, and then we're going to also play Ups and Downs, and then we'll go to 1968, Dying Bed, and 1998, Jesus is a Rock. We're going to play a few songs from the Swanee Quintet. We hope you will enjoy on Gospel Go. Hello, everyone.
Sit down, servant.
Oh, sit down.
Oh, sit down. standing. I want to go walking up before Jesus. I want to be able to look him in the face. I want to hear him tell me, servant, I know you had a hard time. You haven't had everything like Sunday. Sometime I know you were made to stand in the midnight hour and with your pillow with midnight tail. But now you can come on home and live. Over here there's peace and joy, happiness for everyone. I want to hear him say, ah!
Blind man! everybody. We've been running through the city, hands all the way up in the air, praising the Lord and saying, someone who cares for you. But Jesus, someone who cares, someone who cares, oh yeah, for ya, yeah. The Lord will come down from the sky, what you feel on your eyes. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I know you care.
One more time.
shelter in the time of a storm. I haven't been to heaven, but I've been told, oh Lord,
oh Lord, oh Lord,
the streets up there, they tell me that they shine like gold.
Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. There is a call-in number if you'd like to call in. That number is area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. Our next feature is the Christianaires. Not the new Christianaires, but the Christianaires. The Christianaires is an American black gospel group from Suntag, Mississippi. They were active between 1989 until 2004. At its inception, the group consisted of two sibling pairs, two brothers, Arnold and Ronald Brown, and two more brothers, Tyrone and Paul Porter. Later on, with the subtraction of Paul Porter and Ronald Brown, the group added George Cotter and Charles Porter. They released 10 albums with various labels during their tenure. And those were 1989, Walk With Me, 1990, Ain't No Way I Can Lose, 1993, The Vision Becomes Clear, 1995, Through the Storm and Reaching Out, 1997, Saints Hold On, 1998, Standing Room Only, 2001, Thank You, 2004, Stand Up Live. The group's album, Another Step Forward, The Vision Becomes Clear, Standing Room Only, and Thank You, all charted high on the Billboard Gospel Album Chart. We're going to listen to some of the music from this great group. the Christian Heirs. And you'll only hear it here on Gospel Gold.
Everything, help me sing it. Won't you sing?
I've got a feeling, everything is gonna be alright.
Come on, man.
I've got a feeling,
oh yeah,
a good old feeling. Everything is gonna be alright.
Listen. Said I'm feeling fine, high in my up and strength, close in my right mind. Don't have to worry, I don't have to pray. Listen,
he's been so good to me
and he's never failed me. Said I got a feeling. Sometimes I laugh, sometimes I have to cry, but ain't it good to know he's always standing by? The sun's gonna shine in my life whenever it rains. Don't have to worry about the trouble life can bring. My background sings, come on, put your hands together, people. If
everything is gonna be alright.
Whoa,
I got a feeling, a good old feeling.
If
everything is gonna,
come on, wave your hand from side to side. Come and say, gonna be alright,
alright.
Yeah, yeah,
alright.
Yeah.
Everything.
Said I got to go, but can I do something strange? Listen, we were over in the Bahamas. We were blessed to go a few months ago, and we were over there and we started singing this song, and the little kids took the song and ran with it. All the kids on the front row, y'all come up close. We started singing this song, and then there was a little short, dark black man. I mean short and dark, dark, dark. And I know I'm dark. He grabbed the mic and took my song.
Can I tell you how they sung it in the Bahamas? Jimmy, take me to the Bahamas. I'm going to tell you how he did it. He came up there. All right, man. And he came up to me. And he took my song. And I'm going to sing it like the Bahamas. Y'all think y'all can try to help me? Can I sing it like they did it? Listen to what he said. This is how he said it. Listen. It might sound funny. He said, it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Then he said, everything's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Everything's gonna be all right. Come here, I'll sing it. Help me sing it. Let me hear it.
It's gonna be alright, it's gonna be alright, it's gonna be alright.
Come on everybody sing it.
Everything's gonna be alright.
You got it by yourself. Let me hear the drum, come on.
It's gonna be alright, it's gonna be alright, it's gonna be alright.
There you go, there you go.
Everything's
take me back to America, let's go home.
Y'all enjoy yourself tonight. Give the Christian lads a big hand. A big shout for hands up. Amen.
Oh, I know they will. Oh, but Jesus, shall keep fighting my battles.
Bell my feet.
Bell my feet.
I do when I say
show wings. Oh, oh.
Fly away. You know the Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the end. And a lot of folks, they're going around and they're not worried about their home going. But I want to tell you, when judgment day comes, you can run to the rocks to hide your face. Good God Almighty, I know you're gonna cry out.
Gospel Gold is sponsored by Faith That Lives Ministry and great listeners like you. If you would like to support Gospel Gold, you can do so through our Cash App, $GospelGold22. If you would like to get in touch with us through email, our email is gospelgold@songwriter.net. Perhaps you have a suggestion for an upcoming program, or you may have some information that we can use on Gospel Gold. Email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. And don't forget, you can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. $GospelGold22. So until you tune in next week, we'll see you next Monday, 12 noon. God bless you is our desire.
Oh, God came through on time. Can I sing it? Listen, had a little money, oh, I had lots of friends. Life had been good to me. Thought I knew where my journey would end. I traveled all across this country. God's songs I would sing. Folks knew me well, and they knew the message I would bring. Then one day, I was knocked off my feet. I cried, oh God, oh God, what is this happening to me? Yeah, 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 yeah. With all my money and love.
Can I get a witness in here? When I turned around, he stepped right in. Let me tell you what he did.
You know that God came through on time. Yeah, yeah, God.
I wish I could get a witness in. Listen, I found out who knocked me down. Listen.
Satan knocked me down, and he thought that no one would care.
But listen, when I landed down on my knees, and I went to God in prayer. This is what I told the Lord when I was down. I said, oh Lord, look at the doctors.
They don't even know what to do, but I'm not worried about.
When I got sick, all the money in the world couldn't help me. All the doctors and all the medicine and all the tools were sitting around me, but they had to wait, they had to wait, they had to wait. Ever been through something? Couldn't see your way. In the midnight hour when wasn't nobody around and couldn't get no help. But then you remember who you were. Remember that you were a child of God. Remember, you didn't have to leave out of your room because he was right there by your side. And when you sat there and really thought about it and you begin to call on him, you begin to quicken in your spirit and knew that he could come when you wanted him to. And I know that if you just stood right there and waited on Jesus, how many can say he delivered on time? How many times you didn't have no money in your pocket? How many times you got sick and your pills ran out? How many times that you didn't understand your mother, your father, your sister, brother, everybody was just you on your job. But when you turn to Jesus, when you turn to Jesus, when you turn to Jesus, he made a way for you. Tell me, say,
you know that God came through.
Hallelujah. 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 We're getting ready to go. Y'all tired of us? Amen. That's my testimony. A lot of kids in jail.